Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16, the Bible says, "If anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name." The Christian life is the best life in all the world. Welcome to our study of why a person should become a child of God. Today we want to notice that a person should become a Christian because of the power of Christianity. Christianity is the most powerful force in all the world, and you can have that power in your life if you obey the gospel. Well, you may be thinking to yourself, what power could Christianity have? Well, here's some of the powers that Christianity has. Number one, Christianity has the power to help you overcome the world. Now, it's essential that you do that. For the Bible says in 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17, that the world and all that's in it is one day going to be destroyed, and it is at enmity with God. 1 John 2:15, James 4, and verse 4. Jesus teaches us that we must overcome the world, John chapter 16, verse 33. And the Bible clearly makes the point that it's our faith that gives us the victory over this world. This world is full of sin and ungodliness and immorality, and that is appealing to us or trying to entice us at every corner. But friend, if we're going to overcome the world, we've got to access the power of Christianity. 1 John 4, verse 4 says this, "He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." How can I overcome the world? Only by becoming a child of God. But you know, Christianity doesn't just give you the power to overcome the world. It gives you the power to overcome sin. You see, sin is that which separates a man from God. Romans 3:23 teaches that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3, verse 10. And that sin has damning effects in our life. Ezekiel 18:4, the Bible says, "The soul who sins shall surely die." Sin separates us from a loving and a holy God. Isaiah 59:1-2. But being a Christian, and it's the only lifestyle that gives you the power to overcome sin. Listen to Romans 6:23. The Bible says, "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." If we obey the gospel, if we become a Christian, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, if we do what they did, they repented and they were baptized for the remission of their sins, like them, we can have our sins washed away and we can have the promise. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses our sin. And so I want to become a Christian. Why become a Christian? Because you can overcome the world. You have that power. And you also have the power to overcome sin. But you know, there's another power you access. And that is, you access the power to overcome Satan. The greatest enemy of all time, through Jesus and by becoming a Christian, you can now have the power to overcome him. Listen to 1 Peter 5, verse 8. The Bible says, "Be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." And verse 9 says this, "Resist him steadfast in the faith." As a child of God, I have the power to resist him. Like Job, if I stay true to God, if I hold close to his promises, if I hold those promises dear to me, I have the power to overcome the devil. There's no doubt that he is the father of lies and he is a murderer and a liar from the beginning. John chapter 8, verse 44. But it's also true that Jesus, through death, overcame him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and he freed those who had all their lifetime been in bondage to sin. Hebrews 2, verses 14 and 15. And thus, if I will become a child of God, I can overcome Satan. I love the words of Revelation 12, verse 11. The Bible says, "They overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto the death." Obedience to the gospel helps me to conquer the devil, and living faithful helps me to overcome him. But there's one other power you have, as a Christian, you ought to want to become a Christian so that you can have the power to overcome death. Now, many people in the world are afraid of death. Many people in the world have the mindset that they'd like to be like Ponce de Leon. They'd like to find that fountain of youth, that fountain of life, so they could live forever. Friend, the sad truth is, it's appointed to man once to die, and then the judgment, Hebrews 9, verse 27. But Christianity, being a child of God, gives you power over death. Jesus said in John 11, verse 24 and 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, Jesus in essence said, you'll never really die. Well, how is it we have power over death? Because our death is not a bad thing. Revelation 14, verse 13, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. And so we ask you today, are you a Christian? Have you accessed the power of Christianity? Have you heard the Word of God? Romans 10, verse 17. Have you believed that Jesus is God's Son? John 8, 24. Have you repented of sin in your life? Luke 13, 3. Have you made the good confession? Matthew 10, 32 and 33. And have you done what Jesus said? He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Friend, if you haven't, you've yet to access the power of Christianity. But if you have, here's the good news. You're on the side where the most power is. If you'll stay faithful to the end, you can live in heaven with God for all eternity. Why become a Christian? Because of the power Christianity has.